you weren't sitting next to him right in front of me, Big Fuzz, I would have thought this article that I just saw from the Daily Mail is about you.
Oh, gosh. What?
Fiesta Friday, by the way.
Fiesta Friday. Woo! See, I'm here looking up interesting sports things, and I'm not sure what you're, because I can't see your computer screen, but I'm guessing you're either looking at a weird article, news articles of the day, or one-liners. Or anything that stumbled upon.
I think you're profiling, man.
I am profiling.
Why are you profiling?
There's...
Do you know what's so interesting about stories that are interesting?
They're interesting?
They are. Hey!
Okay. Well, what was the story that you just saw?
Man dies when 6-ton pile of porn magazines collapse on top of him.
Why would you think... Why would you think that would be me?
Did you not hear the headline?
Yes, I heard the headline.
6 tons of porn magazines, man.
In today's day and age, if you actually have magazines, then you should be crushed by them. I mean, it's all digital now. You don't have to store anything. You just stream it, from what I've heard.
Yeah, me too. So he amassed 6 tons of porn magazines.
I can't even imagine.
And when they collapsed on him, his body wasn't found for 6 months.
Oh.
Well, you know, his body would, because no one was going in there.
Yeah.
It was probably icky.
Oh, I have no doubt. That was more than icky. It was horrific.
Only discovered when the landlord entered to find out why the rent hadn't been paid.
For 6 months? Like, at what point does the landlord goes, you know, I really should go check on that guy who hasn't paid for 6 months?
Hey, it happens. Sometimes it just happens.
Okay. That's just very bizarre, man.
Yeah, very bizarre.
Okay, well, that is a good story, bro.
Good story. We were going to talk about the Broncos.
No,
we
actually,
were gonna talk about.
I was going to bring that up because you talked about tanking, you know, people in the NBA and whatever tanking. Have you seen what the New York Jets have done to their team?
Well, they've got rid of some people. They need help at a lot of positions, and what doesn't help you when you need help at a lot of positions is to have a few high-priced players who, frankly, didn't perform. I mean, if you recall from the beginning of the year, do you recall the beginning of the year? The social media storm that Brandon Marshall of the Jets said when he bet the guy from the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, something... I remember
their cars, like a Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah. He bet their cars. Yeah.
It wasn't even close, man.
No. Well, no. I mean, listen, Brandon Marshall's great. He's no Antonio Brown. But then again, no one is. There are very few Antonio Browns in the world walking around.
Yes. But the thing is that you can't have, you know, it's very difficult to be able to pay under the salary cap. It's very difficult to pay these guys who are not performing. I mean, you need to have, you know, your big time players playing well, and he's not.
I get it, you know, and clearly the Jets are gutting their team and saying next year we're going to be horrible. We're playing for the draft.
Well, you never know. You never know about that, man, because you know you get guys who get a lot of, particularly in football, where it's probably the most team oriented of all the sports. I think. I mean, probably. You most rely on as a team.
Yes, which means one single player is not necessarily going to make a difference.
In as much of as a dramatic fashion as, say, in basketball.
Or even baseball.
Or baseball.
Sure.
So you can bring in, and this is what the Patriots have been doing for a long time, and they've actually been talking about this, is how there's not one overpaid player on the Patriots.
Well, that was,
and that's exactly what the Jets are trying to do. You get the guys who all can work together, who will fit into your system, and would you rather have two guys making $15 million a year, or would you rather have six guys making... you know, $5 million a year.
No, I get it. You don't have to argue that with me. All I'm saying is they had to gut their team, but it's clear that they are not going to be good next year. They're going to be terrible.
Well,
one, they don't have a quarterback.
Well, yeah, but I think that having also the fact that Brandon Marshall, who was released today by the New York Jets among everyone else, it seems like.
Darrell Revis.
Darrell Revis. Well, Darrell Revis was on the downside. He was
sure.
Toast Revis.
Yeah.
So they let a lot of people go. And that there were a lot of large contracts, and also that there was a lot of upheaval with Brandon Marshall. He loved him in the New York media.
I, I think he likes the media. I mean, he's gone through a lot of growth, I think, since he was here. You know, he clearly has come out and talked about his mental issues and has worked in the public and with charities to try to bring that out in the open and help people deal with those types of things. And I think that's great. And he used the media in New York that was available to him to do those types of things. I mean, in retrospect, it's not like he was a locker room cancer. He was doing his job as a receiver. He just didn't have a quarterback to throw.
He had a lot of drops this year. And then, okay, so what this leads to then is, okay, so if he's a free agent, do you, as the Broncos, bring back Brandon Marshall to this team? And my first question is, where are you going to put him? Because you have a guy who looks remarkably similar to him in Demaryius Thomas. The only difference is one has a Super Bowl ring and the other one has none. And then the other one is older.
What?
I mean, he's not going to play in the slot. He'll be a third wide receiver, but he's not the fastest guy.
I don't think you need a speed burner. We've got a speed burner.
You need a guy who can go over the slot. You need that pass.
You need a guy who can go over the middle farther down from 5 or 10 yards. I mean, Demaryius Thomas can do it.
Emmanuel Sanders can do it.
Thank you. I kept wanting to say Moutier. Gosh darn it.
Nuggets. I've got nuggets.
And so can Brandon Marshall. We don't need, I mean, just because the Chiefs use the little small white guy in the middle doesn't mean
I'm not saying that either. I'm suggesting that what the Broncos need is they need a third option on the field of where to attack.
It's called our tight end, who we don't have right
yes,
now.
Yes, and so, you know, but would you rather bring in Brandon Marshall, who really doesn't solve a problem, or would you rather go get yourself a tight end?
We can draft a tight end.
You can draft a tight end, I know.
This is a very, very deep draft for tight ends. We'll probably get two, but we'll certainly
I'm telling you now that Brown from Alabama will be a 10-year Hall of Famer, probably. He's so good.
Well, he's an oversized wide receiver. He's fast. He can catch.
But he's huge.
Yeah, and he's big. You know, he's the kind of guy, he's your prototypical tight end, and we could use him. But I just don't see a problem if we've got $40 million
to spend. Well, there's two ways that you attack that. You attack with your tight ends, or you attack with your running backs, and those are the two ways you're going to go. But right now, I'm not so sure that, I mean,
C.J. Anderson can catch out of the backfield.
Yes, he can.
We don't know about Devontae. He hasn't really shown that he can so far. But why not? And this is what always kills me.
Well, you don't have any. I mean, there's several sort of. There's nothing that the Broncos, in terms of what they super need, they don't really have like any. Well, except for maybe an offensive lineman. So if you're talking about what they need is offensive lineman, even defensive lineman, they're doing okay. Sylvester Williams has not been the first round pick he was thought to be, but he hasn't been terrible.
And he could get better. I mean, you know, it took Wolf a few years to get to where he is.
No, he was coming out of the gate as a rookie. He's just been hurt. But I mean, Sylvester Williams is that, but it's not like we're in dire need. You're looking to upgrade there. I mean, particularly when you saw how Atlanta just runs straight through the middle.
Yeah,
But
we need a guy in the middle of the line.
If there's a dynamic, I mean, but there's a dynamic guy there. You can get that.
Again, I think this speaks. See, I think about.
There's any number of ways you can go.
I think about things like depth. And if we lose a guy like Demaryius Thomas for 4 or 5 games next year, to have a guy like Brandon Marshall who can step in and do the things that he can do, you don't have a huge drop off.
You got sunshine, man. Jordan Taylor can play.
I saw Jordan Taylor can play. Okay,
man.
Then why hasn't he shown up when it counted?
Well, because for some reason they were insisting on Benny Fowler, but you notice late in the season, he started getting the most of the reps. In fact, started getting starts as that third wide receiver.
And what did he do? Almost
caught
nothing.
Touchdowns.
He caught a couple.
Oh, only a couple touchdowns.
Well, I mean, so did Benny Fowler. I mean, I look at a guy like Jordan Taylor, and I think you're fooling yourself if you think he scares any secondary player in this league.
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
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 Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos, Broncos, let's go!
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.